Wow, God bless you, Becky. That was such a great sharing, great heart, and God is certainly navigating your steps for you and directing you. And as you stay humble and practice the things and with a listening ear, then, you know, then you'll start to move into the direction and path that God's called you, because he's directing your steps and you are dedicated to do those things and to remain humble and disciplined in the things that God is showing you personally to do. So it's really a wonderful, great example. And you will have the most fantastic 2024 as you continue to stay with God, like you said. And it's a great thing that you were sharing that, you know, where we're connected. Number one, we go to God first. He directs and navigates our steps. Where we're connected to is where we listen. And I've been sharing with a few people, it's about the balance. If your life is out of balance, if things don't seem to marry up, then we go to God and ask him for the balance. We can try and get our own balance by doing the things from our own effort, our own strength, our own ability. Or we can just simply go to God and say, Father, like, help me to get the things in balance. You direct my steps. I'll listen. I'll do whatever you show me to do. I'll follow the encouragement from what you're putting in my heart and from where also I'm being encouraged to. And then also to catch the words. I've been encouraging people to catch the words. It was something that Sandgate said to me years ago, or a couple of years ago, about people catching the words. They come and they listen, but they don't catch the main points. And that's why when we come to a one-on-one, when we go to God, number one, we catch what God's putting in our hearts. Number two, when we connect, where we're being fed for the direction that God is showing through the minister that's working with you and encouraging you, and we catch what is being said, that's what we execute, because that's what's going to bring the fruit to us. And so we ask God for the balance and we catch the words, like you're coming on here to the Zoom fellowship. So catch what is being said. What is the direction being given through what God is energizing in each person, and where the things are fruitful, where the things are flourishing and growing. And again, Becky did remind also about that lots of things are repeated. It sounds like a cliche, but it's not. You know, we're just saying the same old things, but God's not going to give the next thing until you understand the first thing, because God builds upon what he's feeding and given the direction. So like when we talked about, you know, when we're born again, like first of all, we speak in tongues, then we speak by the Spirit, we honor God with our substance. Then the next things were like connecting, where God shows you to connect, and then to pray for laborers. These are basic things that we need to be strong in and established in, and that we're being led and directed by God based upon the wonderful encouragement and direction that's being given. Like I read in that scripture in Colossians, you know, that we're to be rooted, grounded, and established as you have been taught. As you've been taught the doctrine. They continued in the apostles' doctrine. They continued steadfastly. But the first thing they actually done was they received the words gladly. They caught what was being said. They heard the encouragement. They were of a humble heart. They put down what they were doing to receive what God wanted them to do and the direction God was giving them. So, you know, it says in the scriptures, like, be still and know that I am God. And literally, when you look at that, that be still is drop what you're doing and pick up what God wants you to do. Jesus Christ said, my yoke is easy and my burdens are light. So when we put down our ideas, when we put down our solutions, or our trying to balance the things, or us trying to work it out with our knowledge, or we're trying to look at the scriptures to get it together, when we simply go to God and be still and know that he is God, we've dropped our ideas of things, of how God's going to move, and we receive what God's putting in our heart and where we're connected to follow that encouragement. As we do this, as each individual does this, then momentum comes for you and with the people you're with, and then the outreach can occur. There has to be rise in each of us, individually and collectively, as we're growing together, as we're fellowshipping. We're not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but we are provoking, or we're exciting one another unto love and to good works, to practice this way that we, when we give our testimonies, we share what we done, how we went to God, and then what God done, we can take those things on board. So this listening, paying attention, you know, when it says in Deuteronomy, is a great example of that. You know, if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Well, where was the voice of the Lord thy God coming from? It was coming through the men of God at that time. Moses, Abraham, different people that God rose up, Joshua, you know, all the different wonderful prophets of God that God rose up through the kings. You know, God rose these people up, and that was the voice of the Lord their God. It was coming through someone, a connection point in the earth, so that people could receive the direction of God, so that they could make a choice. You know, like God says, choose you this day. You know, do you want to choose the life of your fathers and how they lived and how they done things? Or do you want to choose life my way? And God said, well, I tell you what to do. You choose my way, because that's the best way. That's the path that leads unto life. That's where I will direct your steps. I will put the things in your heart. And so as we continue in this encouragement that we've been receiving on this Zoom fellowship, what I've been receiving through God and through my minister that I connect to, as I've endeavored to practice to the best I understand, and as God works in me, and then I also encourage that same thing. As we've all taken it to our heart, as we've received those words gladly, as we've received those words with meekness, and as we do it, then we started to see strength come up. We started to see our lives change. We started to see the blessings come and doors open for us. And then the momentum really begins. We get established in these fundamental truths that have been encouraged, so the momentum can grow and continue. It's like it says in the book of Acts, you know, when the multitude of the disciples were established, God multiplied them. No, God gave the increase. So as the rise of God's truths arise in our hearts, and as we turn to him, then he begins to open up the doors as we pray for laborers, as we seek his will and not our will. You know, Jesus Christ was about the Father's business. He wasn't about his own will. This is how I'm going to move God's word. This is how I'm going to speak. He didn't just pick people at random to go and speak and minister and witness to them, but he let God lead him by the Spirit. He was about his Father's business. He only done what the Father put in his heart. And we can follow that example. We are as he is in this world. We got the Spirit of the Most High Godness. We haven't got the Spirit of servitude. The Old Testament prophets had the Spirit of servitude. They had to do it on a condition. We got the Spirit freely. You know, we're freely. We are as Christ is. So we are always in the presence of God. This is who we are. See, you're not you anymore. You're not the old you. You know, we've all been given names when we were born that identifies us in this world and who our parents are. But our true identity is in Christ now. That's who we truly are. We're sons of God. We have great authority. We're seated at his right hand side. And sons of God and daughters of God listen to God. When we're activated, then we're going to be humble and meek. We're going to be waiting for that instruction and direction from God. And in the meantime, we continue to do what we know to do, what God has already directed us to do, staying connected, speaking in tongues, honoring God, fellowshipping with one another, building one another up, doing the things that we know to do in a day. This is very practical and very simple, and the spiritual and the physical are so close together that, you know, we need to be led by the Spirit of God so we can tell when we're walking by the carnal or we're walking by the Spirit. And so there's two realities. We know there's two realities. There's this world's realities and there's God kingdom realities. And that's what we're a part of now. We're in this world, but we're not of it. In fact, we're superior. We are extraordinary. And we have to see ourselves that way. If we don't see ourselves that way, then we'll always default back to the old way that we were before we got renewed, before we got this new creation in Christ in us, this Spirit of God. So, you know, we see great momentum in India. We see great momentum in Nepal. And we see the continual outreach and growth. There's signs, miracles, and wonders following because these guys are humble. These guys are following. They're not just doing their own thing. Yes, they're being led by the Spirit of God and doing what God puts in their hearts and their areas. But it's based upon what they've been taught. It's based upon the encouragement that's coming through Sangha and then to his leaders. Their leaders are following exactly their two posses. They're following. They're getting the results, and then they're encouraged to do it, and then they get into the rhythm of those things. And then so they're moving nicely. They're moving lovely, and God's doing the work. God is able to do the work. He goes to work on his words that he's given to us, and as we respond to them, as we speak them and declare them, then God can really do the work for us. And it really is him doing the work. So, you know, Sangate sent me a video, and Krishna's son, he'd done a youth leaders meeting. There was 5,000 people there, 5,000 young people. You know, that's amazing. That is phenomenal. That's the Book of Acts stuff that we read. You know, that God, you know, added 3,000, then he added 5,000, because people were ceasing from their own works and efforts and their knowledge, and they were obedient to the voice and the direction of God, and they were connected. They were submitted to one another in the respect and love of God. And then so great things have happened. So if we really want to see the things happen here on that basis that we can see, not only in the scripture, but we can see in India, we can see in Nepal. Why do you think we're going back there? Because there's so much more to pick up. There's so much many more words to catch. And there's so many things that we can put into practice ourselves and look to God. And so God wants us all to be very fruitful. He wants us all to abound. He wants us all to experience this great joy of outreach and growth, and great joy that God's bringing great healing through us. See, it's by you. It's God by you. It was God by Jesus Christ. Now we've been given that word and ministry of reconciliation, and we need to give time to God. We need to be still and know that he is God. We need to enter into his rest and stop trying to figure it out ourselves. We need to stop being smart asses, in a sense, thinking, well, you know, I'm not really happy here. You know, they're saying this, and they think I got to do that, and blah. So I'll go over here. And this is what people do. They fellowship hop. Stay where you're connected, and then grow where you're connected. Give God a chance to go to work in your life, and let him show you great and mighty things, which you know if not. If you're going to do anything, do it with all your heart. Because if you're not going to do it with all your heart, then don't wonder why you're not seeing the things happen. So it does take an act of obedience unto God. It takes a submission of our own will to do the will of the Father. And like the things that he puts in our hearts personally to do on a personal level, when we do them, it's because he's positioning us to receive more great things for him. You know, even the simple changing of me getting up early is a great practice for me. Even if I go to bed late, I still get up early, no matter what the time I go to bed. And I'm just having such a great time. I've got time in the morning, plenty of time. I'm praying. I'm speaking in tongues. I'm praying for the people that come on here. I'm praying for the people that connect to me. I'm praying for the laborers. I'm praying for good success. I'm praying that we get that momentum, that we're all on the same page, and that we're all speaking the same thing, that there's no backbiting, there's no dissimulation, two-facedness anywhere, that we all on the same page. Because when we're all on the same page, then there's that momentum, then that God's got something to build upon and to work with and to add to, because, you know, we got the strength of God there, because we're in submission to God, and we know that God is directing everything. And we've all got our part to play. And that part is to stay connected to God as individually. Number one, you and God, get yourself right with God in these things. Ask God to help you to get the balance and to understand how it works. You know, because we've been shown and taught how it works. And we're not only being taught how it works, we're also beginning to see how it works. Like we see in India, we see this wonderful joy. And God says, look, this is yours as well. It's not, I'm not a respecter of persons, but if you fulfill the conditions of what I'm encouraging, then you'll start to manifest this greatness. And God wants you very successful. He wants you very successful, but he needs your response to him and humility of heart. That's what it's going to take to do the things that God puts in your heart. And it won't be different to everybody else. It'll be that maybe for your direction it seems different, but it's the same words, it's the same doctrine, the heavenly doctrine, the rhema words, the logo words, as Fred was talking earlier on, whatever form that takes, whatever God is energizing in that moment. And so, you know, I've really learned a lot these last couple of weeks, being disciplined, you know, overcoming fatigue, because by the time I usually come awake at 10 and 11 o'clock at night, but now I'm not. I'm flagging because I've been up at 7. I wake up at 7, or sometimes I wake up at 6, and then I'll get myself out of bed, maybe 7:30, and then I'll come down, do my coffee. I'll come in this living room, shut the door, and there I am, and I'm praying to God, Father, thank you that you got great things for me today. And I'm not confessing the negatives. I'm not dwelling on the negatives. I'm really practicing to say what God says, not what I feel or what somebody else has said about me. Or, you know, I'm not trying to be anything that I'm not, but I want to be what God's called me to be. And I know that I have Christ in me. I know that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I know when I orientate myself to God that he can help me practice in the areas that I'm wanting. And then what leadership do, as the, you know, the leaders, they set things in order so there's nothing wanting. So if you're wanting in an area, are you listening in that area where you're wanting? Because I can tell you now, if you've got needs now and you've been encouraged, I bet you've been encouraged in that area, but you haven't received the words, or you might not have caught the words to put those things into practice with God. So it's about being humble. It's about having that listening in there. Observe to do. We listen so we can observe to do. You know, what are these guys doing that are being so successful with God? Oh, I didn't think God was a respecter of persons, but like these guys have got so many laborers, so many leaders. They got 5,000, I got 5. What's going on, God? Like, I thought you want a respecter of persons. It's not God. And sometimes we can blame other people as well. Well, you know, he's not teaching me right, or she's not teaching me right. Their doctrine's a little bit off. Well, what happened in the garden? Take it back to the garden. You know, Eve got deceived. Adam just took that apple and bite it. And then when God said, what happened? He said, it was the woman that you gave me. He passed the buck. And God says now, today, stop passing the buck. Take accountability for yourself. And look at yourself. If you're not prospering in an area, if you're not succeeding in an area where you know you can, then you've got to look at what you're personally doing. Stop passing the buck. And God says, take accountability for yourself, because I can bless that. I can honor you with that. Because that shows humility and humbleness of heart. Maybe I'm actually wrong here in what I'm doing. Okay, God, show me what I need to do. I'm ready to receive. I'm ready to learn. I'm ready to execute. And you just, you know, you just help me to understand. And as you receive, then just do it. Like, you know, so if you're receiving the words gladly, you won't be saying to God, is this right? Is that right? You know, I don't understand that. You know, because you're receiving the words gladly, not as the words of men, but as the words of God. You know, if you just sit down and think about these things, which I have, I prayed about these things that I'm sharing now. So we just receive the words gladly and we execute. Now we're not getting results from what we're being encouraged. Then we can go to God. Well, Father, I'm doing these things. What am I missing? Is there something about me what I'm missing? If you're not getting your answer, then when you go to your connections, wherever God's connection, then you can ask. And God will reveal it, because if you're seeking, you will find. If you're knocking, the door will be opened unto you. If you're asking, you will receive, because this is what God says. And if your heart is genuine in these things, then you're going to get answers pretty quick. No, because God isn't hanging around here. He's looking to people that will depend upon him, that will receive the words gladly, that he's directing through those he's put in front of you. And you're also going to be that person that people is going to be put in front of you. So you don't want to be giving them your own effort, your own knowledge, your own wisdom, your own things that you've learned from the past. Forget the past. It's gone. This is a new day, and God's given great direction, and we are all going to flourish and grow in here. The only conditions is that we receive the words gladly, not as the words of man, that we put these things to practice, we execute, and we just move forward with God. We don't pay attention to our emotions. We don't pay attention to the things that are not working, but we go to God and say, Father, show me what I need to do to get this area in the right thing, whether spiritual is flowing from, you know, flowing easily to our physical. So that, Father, I'm manifesting your blessings, because God does go to work quick. God is a great provider. God provides for you on every single level of life. It says in Philippians that he supplies all of our needs according to his glorious riches by Christ Jesus. And that's just not in the context of, is in the context of money as it was written, but God supplies all your needs according to his glorious of riches in every single area of your life. It's going to take focus. Now, if we're out of focus, it's just because we may be looking slightly to the left or to the right, or we might be distracted from things we've learned before. So what we do, we start saying what God says. To get back into focus is we say what God says. We don't say what we learned previously. We don't say the worries, the fears, the doubts, the anxieties. We give those things to God. But we say the solution. We say the promises of God. We say the things that God energizes in our heart. So your confession is so very important. And God wants us to step up on this confession. He doesn't want you to stop doing that. If you practice this on a daily basis, oh, well, I've heard it before. You taught it 3 years ago. Well, does God's truth change? The Bible was written how many years ago? Does that truth change, right? So it's like, these are things that will keep you hot, that will keep you moving in the right direction. Staying humble, staying meek. If God puts in your heart to do a journal, if God puts in your heart to write goals and visions down, write them down. If he doesn't put it in your heart, that's fine. Do what he puts in your heart to do. The things that are encouraged are things that will help you as well. Help you to, you know, when you journal, it's just like God written his Bible. And in the Bible, you can call it a journal. God wrote it down, what happened, the accounts and the things that happened. When you do your own journal, you're writing the account of your life and what God's done and what he's taught you and the direction you've come and the steps you've made. God wants you to see your growth. He wants you to measure. You can measure your own growth where you are, you know. And so if you want to come forward quicker, start focusing in. You start the focus by your confession, saying what God says, receiving the sound heavenly words from God, executing those things. Don't go off on your own thing. Because we can all have egos. We can all think we know everything. But if we look at it like we don't know nothing apart from what God's shown us in that moment, then you're going to go forward very fast and very quickly. And God is able to really go to work. So for us to see great multiple outreach and growth, multiple fellowships rising up, we need to be on the same page. We need to be speaking the same thing. We don't just go off on our own. You know, because you can go off on your own if that's what God's showing you to do, but then you'll have fruit from that. But God has called us to one body and he's given us one voice and we can all speak the same things. If we're receiving these words gladly that is being encouraged right now, if we speak the same things, we will get the same results. The only difference is when we start doing our own thing, because well, I've taken so many classes and I got a PhD and I'm very smart in my mind. That doesn't cut no ice with God. He says, are you listening to me? Are you listening? My ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. So it's about humility of heart and being willing to do. And God will give you the willing heart. You say, yes, Lord, here I am. Send me. I want everything you've got for me. Father, if I get in the way because I think I can do things and I'm more knowledgeable or I've been around longer, take that from me, God, because I don't want that to be a part of me. I want to be used for the master's use. I want to be ready for the master's use, for what you want me to do. And I want to be that clay that is not hard, but that is palatable, that is workable, that is shapeable. And I thank you that you work your good pleasures in me. I thank you that I am successful. God wants you to speak good about your situations, even if they're bad. You know, if you're struggling with finances, like I said, I done a sharing today, sent it out on there. Then the key to that is you're honoring God. If you're not receiving or hearing God's voice, then speak in tongues. Get to the sound doctrine. Connect where the sound doctrine is being spoken and encouraged. And you are free to live and move and have your being in Christ, based upon what God has done for you and the encouragement and directions given to you. That's where you're free to move, not just to go and do your own thing. This is where it all goes wrong. So this is fine tuning what I'm speaking. This will help you get focused. If you're receiving the words gladly, or you could be sitting there picking apart what I'm saying in your own mind right now. And if you are, God forgive you and I forgive you and just receive the words gladly, right? So this is just encouragement to you, because like it's for your benefit. And God is not going to let you be deceived if your heart is open to him. God is not going to let you be misled if your heart's open to him, because we're to trust in the Lord with all our hearts, where he's got us connected, what the things that we're doing in our life, the directions that we're taking. And God has ordered your steps, and he's not going to let sin have dominion over you, because you are free in Christ. You're free from the force of this world. You are free from the financial force of this world. And this is the declarations you need to make, because God is your source of supply on every single level. And we just need to be ready to give and to serve and to be humble and meek and stop doing your own thing. When you stop doing that, you know, when you ask God, what is this freedom I got then? Here, show you. And then when you move in that direction, you will start to become very fruitful. Your fellowships will fill up very quickly. You'll find your purpose. And someone asked me about purpose. Is as you move with God, you'll find your real purpose. Is as you move. If you knew your total purpose, then what would you believe for? You know, so God shows you as you're faithful, as you move forward. The main purpose for all of us is God's word throughout all the inhabited earth, the word over the world, and for all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. So what's your purpose in that? Is to receive the words gladly, to continue in the apostles' doctrine, and to, you know, continue in that fellowship and breaking of bread and of prayers, and to share and to be a blessing and to make yourself freely available unto God and to do the things in the direction God wants you to move. That's what we're free to do. And there's great freedom in that. There's great protection in that. There's great safety in that. And that God doesn't want us to hold back anymore. This 2024 is a year of increase and enlightenment and direction from the Heavenly Father. And now he wants you to practice the things you've learned over the last 3 years, the things that have been encouraged on here. Now really execute it with your full heart. Don't hold back any longer. Too many people hold back through fear of being hurt. Well, if you're trusting God, he's going to make sure you're going to be all right. And you're going to be the top and you're not going to be on the bottom. You're going to be the head and not the tail. So, you know, this focusing in and connections. Like, you can connect. If you want to connect, you can connect. If you can make time to go and do your shopping, you can make time to connect. This is so important. This is, you know, really is your bread and butter as well. You know, our connection to God and where we're being fed. And especially if you're going through something, you go to God first and then come and connect, because you'll get encouraged. You're going to get blessed. You're going to go away blessed. But God doesn't need any lone rangers. He would have called Tonto if he wanted lone rangers, right? But he's called us to one body. He's given us one voice, and there's great strength in these things that I'm saying. So consider what I say. And when I put it on the website, you can hear it again. So God bless you. I love you. I say it with great love. And, you know, spending time with God in that morning is so pivotal. If you're not spending that time in the morning, maybe get up an hour earlier, because even though you might feel tired, you know, through the day, as you go through that couple of weeks of, you know, changing your practices, you're going to get so super blessed, and you're going to be so enlightened from God. And then you'll start to understand that what you are being fed and what you are being encouraged is the right direction for your life and what he wants you to do. So I really thank you for listening to that.